This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Missouri hunters in need of education certification have a new way of doing so with the Missouri Department of Conservation. And joining us is Justin McGuire. He's a hunter education and shooting range coordinator. Hey, Justin, great to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate this opportunity.
Well, tell us about this new interactive online certification that's going on. This sounds interesting.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the way people learn has changed over the years, and that's one thing that we continue to find with our online offerings. And we have had the opportunity to provide another option for the citizens of Missouri to complete their online hunter education through an interactive course provided by an online vendor. And we're pretty excited about it. It rolls out a bunch of new features that will allow folks to really connect with the subject matter in a way that they haven't been able to before. And it's a very neat opportunity.
Who needs hunter education certification?
So anyone age 16 or older needs hunter education to hunt by themselves in the state of Missouri. There are a few exceptions to that. Anyone born before January 1st, 1967 is exempt from that requirement. But otherwise, anyone age 16 or older who would like to hunt with a firearm by themselves needs hunter education with very few exceptions.
Justin, is that a one-time deal? Once you get certified once, that's it? Or do you have to renew, go through refresher courses?
It's a lifetime certification. So once you complete that certification, that hunter education certification gets added to your account in the Missouri Department of Conservation Permits program. And from then on, that certification follows you through your life.
Justin McGuire is with us here on Show Me Today from the Missouri Department of Conservation. Hunter education courses and a new way to do it online. Now, are there the existing classes and the ways that you've done it before in the past, those are still there?
Yep, that's right. All the existing methods for completing that certification still exist. These two interactive options are just additions to what we're already providing. So we still have free of charge. You can complete the certification by doing a self-study following the study manual, the student manual, and then coming to an in-person skills session. You can still do that free of charge, or you can complete your certification in part using this online option.
Okay. And then how much does this online option cost?
The new option costs $39.95. The existing online option, which is more of a traditional, a lot of reading, a few videos, it's not quite as interactive. That course is $24.95. So we're giving people some options at whatever price point they're comfortable with. Or like I said, you can still do the entire certification process free of charge through our in-person option.
Yeah. Take us through a little bit of this interactive online course for hunter certification and some of the key points, like when you went through it and kind of looked at it the first time after it was up and running, one of the things that you, hey, this is pretty cool.
Sure. What's really cool about it is as soon as a person registers for this course, they choose an avatar, a character that plays them through the whole process. And that avatar they choose, they can make it look like them. So it really connects them to the process of going through this information. Then they will choose a type of hunting that they like to do or that they're interested in. So they might choose deer hunting or they might choose turkey hunting. They can choose a geography that really interests them. So you might choose turkeys in Missouri, or you know, someone does have the option of choosing elk in the mountains. That is a species that they want to pursue in that geography. And then the entire course is built around taking that avatar that looks like them through scenarios that are built around that species and that geography that they chose, and really allows them, like I said, to connect. There are a lot of real-time interactive decision-making games, I guess you would say, challenges allow that person to put the knowledge that they just gained into practice immediately. So shoot or don't shoot, for instance. Is this a safe environment? Is this not? Is this how you handle this firearm? Is this not how you handle this firearm? So it really gives them some real-time interactive opportunities to interact with that avatar in that geography with that species that they chose. It's a very cool opportunity.
Justin McGuire is with the Missouri Department of Conservation with Hunter Education and Shooting Range Coordinator. This seems like it would be geared more because of the interacting, and you talk about avatars, maybe more towards young 20s to teens.
Yeah, it's great for the younger generations that grew up with you know, games and things like that that they were exposed to. It really holds their attention really well, and we find that with our online offerings, the youth do really well at retaining that information when we've done some research into that.
And I would think, in terms of getting your hunter education certification, it's not just to pass the course, but then for you to retain that information so that when you are out there in the field, you do remember this stuff, and it's not just a quick memorizing stuff to get through it and move on. It's to actually have it stick.
You bet. These are lifelong skills that people can take and apply throughout their lives. And it's not just firearms knowledge and firearm safety. There are a lot of things about ethics and the history of conservation and, biology of the carrying capacity of the landscape. And so there are a lot of life skills in these courses that people really can apply and carry through many different areas the rest of their life.
Justin, I was reading online, the Missouri Department of Conservation has helped over 1 million people in Missouri get their hunter education certification. That's an incredible number.
Yeah, that's right. Over 1.4 million since 1957, when we started offering this as an optional course. There have been a lot of people that were positively affected by this program.
Where can people go to get more information about the interactive online offerings for hunter education?
So our hunter education page on the Missouri Department of Conservation website is www.mdc, as in Missouri Department of Conservation, .mo.gov/hunter education. So mdc.mo.gov/hunter education. That's going to be their one-stop shop for everything they need. All the links to the online courses will be there. All the requirements for completing the course can be found there if anybody has any questions.
Justin, as we wrap up, what are some important dates that hunters need to keep in mind?
Well, I tell you what, the biggest date coming up in our calendar is November 12th, and that's when the November portion of the firearms deer season opens here in the state of Missouri. So make sure if you need your hunter education that you jump online or you find a class near you to attend sometime before you're required to have that permit on November 12th.
Justin McGuire from the Missouri Department of Conservation, thanks so much. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.